Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Hello, everyone. My name is Mick Hess, your host for Roving with the Arts here on KSJE 90.9. Please join me every weekday starting at 9 a.m. for the chance to hear full-length, unabridged opera, ballet, symphonic, and chamber music. I'll share news of local concert events that you may be interested in attending, background information about some of the greatest musical compositions ever written. Tune in weekdays 9 to 10 a.m. and Wednesday from 9 to 10:30.
KSJE is supported by the University of Denver Graduate School of Social Work Four Corners Program. The University of Denver offers a Master's of Social Work degree in the Four Corners community. Applications for the 2024-2026 cohort is now open. Classes are taught Fridays and Saturdays in Durango. Find out more. Email janelle.dougty, D-O-U-G-H-T-Y, at du.edu, or du.edu/socialwork/fourcorners.
Hi, I'm Brett Barry, the host of Soundbeat. Every episode features a recording from Belfer Audio Archive, one of the largest sound archives in the country. We add in a related storyline, whether it be about the performers, the songs, or something else entirely. From vaudeville to vinyl, you'll hear it all on Soundbeat. Soundbeat is produced at the Belfer Audio Archive, Syracuse University Libraries.
Wednesday morning once again here on KSJE, and joining me for another lesson about life in the sandbox that we all share. Ron Price is back with me here in Studio A. Mr. Price, good morning.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Scott. Good to be with you again.
Thank you very much. We've been talking a lot about having challenging or difficult conversations, and we've been getting through kind of the list of things to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. One of the things you've been sharing with us is about maybe thinking about a positive outcome before you go in and have that difficult or challenging conversation that really changes a lot of things. And trying to plan for when to do that. Don't just burst into somebody and say, let's talk. We need to talk right away, right now.
Dangerous.
That won't work.
Right.
And so some of the things along that line, but there's more to share.
Yeah, we talked about preparing for it and then beginning to engage, to have that conversation.
And being positive about the outcome.
Be positive. Expect a positive. Not guaranteed, but
yeah,
I'd rather expect one and be found wrong than expect a bad outcome and be found right.
True.
I guess that's true. Let the person know that you're not you are a little bit uneasy because you value the relationship and you're not happy the way things are, but you don't want to make it worse. So ask them to put their best ears on. That's one of my favorite expressions. Put your best ears on, because I may say it wrong. Give me grace. Please, I promise you I'm well-intended. And honor their uneasiness if present. They may feel the same way, and you promise to give them as much grace as possible and listen with positive ears.
Okay. That, I think, would set the stage. Pardon me.
No, go ahead.
Once again, that would set the stage for hopefully some more understanding as things go forward.
You know, people are going to question your motives, Scott. We do that. Mm-hmm. And so put it out there. If you know that's a realistic possibility, put it out there. I may not come across as well motivated, but I promise you I am. This is what I'm hoping for. This is my desired outcome. We talked about this earlier. This is my desired outcome. I imagine you might have a similar desired outcome to have things go in a better direction.
Okay.
But here's a huge one. Attack behavior or performance, not the person. I'm going to say that again. Mm-hmm. You can attack what somebody's doing without attacking them, their character, and who they are, things that they can't change. So we've talked before about the XYZ technique. When you do X in situation Y, I feel Z. When you come to work late most every morning, I start to feel like you don't really appreciate the value of working here, or that we need you, that you're a valued member. Whatever I feel. rather than you know, you better show up on time. Blah, blah, blah.
Right, right.
X, Y, Z. I love this one, too. On the one hand, I really appreciate this and this and this. Make sure it's sincere, not just flattery. On the other hand, I'm concerned about. So kind of the sandwich of sorts that on one hand, I like this. On the other hand, I think we need some improvement here.
It's not all negative.
Right. Again, what I don't want to do is, in this conversation, is this and this and this. What I hope to accomplish is this and this. What I don't want to do is hurt our relationship, our ability to work together, live together, what have you. What I do hope to accomplish is that we can realize we can work through our differences and be better each individually and collectively. And again, where I see you doing well is where I think you can improve is. So you've got some, I don't say bad news, but constructive criticism. I'm not sure I like that term. You know, what am I trying to say, Scott? You're trying to show somebody the error of their ways, perhaps.
Right. Well, you want to keep it positive and not personal.
Exactly.
I guess is what I'm getting.
Thank you.
From this episode.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So balance it. It's not all negative.
Mm-hmm.
And then I love this one. Be ready to disrupt the conversation as needed and re-engage. Do a process check. And if you see them, you know, buck up or, you know, bulk up, I guess is the word, or get defensive or whatever, you can say, well, hold on. Did I just say something that maybe came across as offensive? Own it. Don't say, you just got defensive right there. No, I saw a change. What did I say that maybe brought that about? And one of my favorite teachings. We've talked about the importance of calling a timeout the right way.
Right.
If both parties, one or both, are in that emotional brain, shut it down but announce the time to come back. Another way to do that in a shorter time frame, just say, you know what, hold on. I all of a sudden have an urge for some fresh air. How about if we step outside, let's go take us a walk and get some fresh air. You get outside and you re-engage. You've disrupted the ugly and you have a chance for a do-over. And just acknowledge, you know, that conversation was starting to get out of hand. We need to understand each other. You go first. Talk to me civilly, please. Talk to me respectfully. And I'm going to do my best to understand you, and then hopefully it's my turn. Or again, if you initiated the conversation, something to the effect of, you know, I don't think I started that conversation well. I put you on the defensive, and I'm sorry. Can I take another run at it, please? Because I really want you to understand where I'm coming from, and then I want to understand where you're coming from. So disrupt the ugly, have a do-over. If be ready in case the conversation does start to go south. I was in Tennessee last year, and I said, a conversation goes south, and I went, oops. They don't mind. They use that expression.
Okay, good.
Have that conversation. Don't put it off. Prepare, engage. I think you'll be glad you did.
Okay. All right.
And if I can help, can I give my phone number?
Sure. Why not?
I don't know. Can I say 505-324-6328?
No, you can't.
I can't
that.
Say 505-324-6328?
Nope.
Okay,
you
then
really
I won't
can.
Say. No, seriously, if I can help.
Of course.
I don't charge for everything I can do. You're listening to Scott Micklin's program. I owe it to Scott. I owe it to you. I'll be happy to visit with you, do some conflict coaching. So give me a call.
Very good. Ron, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.
Ron Price, he is here with me every Wednesday and at his phone when he's not here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.